Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? It's your favorite Johnson back again for another episode of Build Your Tribe. It's Brock Johnson, in case you weren't sure who this was. Today's episode is about responding to comments on your social media. No matter what social media you're on, there's probably a way for people to comment and engage with you. And in this episode, I'm going to share with you how I respond to those comments. I'm a relatively small entrepreneur. I don't have a ginormous multi-million dollar business yet. But I still take pride in the fact that I respond to every single comment myself. Maybe this isn't practical for you. Maybe you need to outsource your responding to comments, and maybe your virtual assistant should be listening to this episode. But whether you're responding to your comments or you have someone responding to them for you, I'm going to share with you my 6 tips for responding to comments, plus 1 killer bonus tip that I recently shared on a live training that every single person on the live training said was their biggest takeaway, even the person who was hosting the live training. And I'm going to share that tip with you at the end of this episode, so make sure you download the episode and listen to the entire thing. Tip number 1 for responding to comments is to speak like a human being. I'll tell you this, one of my pet peeves on social media is when people use abbreviations. The occasional LOL is acceptable, but when someone takes the time out of their day to leave you a thoughtful and engaged comment, and you reply with THX, you might as well be slapping them in the face. Abbreviations have no place in business, and they should not be used when you're replying to comments on social media. They're a big pet peeve of mine. And honestly, they're kind of rude. I understand that they were invented as a way for people to shorthand text messages. But the reason they were invented is because when you used to have to text on a flip phone, you would have to press 333. 22255444 just to send one word. So abbreviations were necessary in order to save time so you weren't spending your entire day replying to one text. Guess what? We now have keyboards. You can type much faster now. So please, I beg of you, stop using abbreviations. Honestly, I view them as kind of rude. And I think I view them as rude because the way I interpret it when you use an abbreviation with me is that I wasn't worth you spending the time to type THANKS. I wasn't worth those 6 letters. You instead just said THX. You couldn't spare the time to type 3 more letters. And it's much more polite when you do actually type out the full words. I'll never forget when I was in elementary school and I had just gotten my first phone. I was texting this girl, she was a couple years older, and I knew I had to impress her in some way, but I was a little 5th grader. What was I going to do to impress her? I was going to impress her with my words. And I remember, I made it a point of never using abbreviations when I texted this girl. And one day, she complimented me on it. She said, "It's crazy how mature you are. When we text, you never use abbreviations. You always spell out the full word." And I was like, oh yeah, I'm mature. So tip number 1 for responding to comments on social media is to speak like a human being, not like a robot. Don't use abbreviations. Use the full words. Tip number two for responding to comments is to talk like you're talking to a friend. Don't use a formal tone, one that's very reserved and distant. Talk to someone as if they are your friend. How do you build a relationship with someone online? Speak to them like you're already in that relationship with them, like you're already friends. I also respond to a lot of customer service emails that I get from my courses or online products. I could do one of two things. I could either respond with, "Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. We will look into this and get back to you as soon as possible." Very formal, very reserved, using words like "we" and "our" as if it's not just one person speaking. Or I could respond with, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm going to personally look into this and I'll email you back as soon as I know what the problem is." When you talk to someone like you're friends with them and like you personally care about them, they can feel that. And when you care for other people, they will care for you. My third tip for responding to comments on social media is to come from a place of empathy. People aren't always going to be on the same page as you. Sometimes they're not going to totally understand what you're saying. Sometimes they might even disagree with whatever it is you're saying, or even leave a hateful or negative comment. About that last one, I will say, I don't think I've ever received more than maybe one or two negative or hateful comments ever in social media. I've received probably upwards of 100,000 comments, and maybe one or two has been negative. So it's a very small and limited percent that you're going to get really hateful mail, but in case you do, no matter what you do, reply to that comment from a place of empathy. Understand that maybe the other person is going through a bad day. Maybe the person behind the screen is a 9-year-old who stole their parents' phone and is just trying to have some fun online by commenting annoying things under people's posts. Come from a place of understanding, and it'll be much easier to reply to all kinds of comments on Instagram, and it'll help you be more patient and relaxed when helping people out on social media. Tip number four is pretty similar, and that is to be polite, appreciative, and to take responsibility. So really for this one, I like to focus on being overly polite, thanking people and going above and beyond when I'm thanking them. Being overly appreciative for anything. People are taking the time out of their day, precious seconds out of their life, to comment on your social media. You should be polite and appreciative for that. Basically, what I'm saying is, don't take that comment lightly. Make each comment as if it's the most important thing that's ever been said to you, and respond to each comment with care. My fifth tip for you when responding to comments on social media is to match their level of excitement or their level of effort. What I mean by this is if someone comments a thumbs up emoji to me, I will reply with an emoji. If someone messages me a couple sentences, I will reply with a couple sentences. If someone takes the time to write me a multiple paragraph direct message, I will likely reply with a multiple paragraph response. Match people's level of excitement and level of effort. If someone comments a heart emoji, I'm not going to spend the rest of my day writing them a carefully crafted novel thanking them for that heart. I'm probably going to reply a rock on emoji or a bicep emoji and move on. If someone writes me a one sentence question, I'll probably write a one or two sentence response answering that question. Ding, ding, ding. Time for a bonus tip. Once you start responding to comments and you start realizing how frequently you're saying the same one to two sentences, or how frequently you're writing the same paragraph, you can create shortcuts in your phone so that every time you type something like THX, instead of just THX existing, which we already know should not exist, that THX will be a shortcut that will fill in a much longer and thoughtful thank you response to whatever it is the person is saying. My sixth and final tip that's on the list for you when responding to comments is to respond to all comments, and especially on Instagram and Facebook, to respond as quickly as possible. When you post a photo on Instagram, the Instagram algorithm wants to know that you are engaged with the users underneath the post. So if someone comments on my Instagram, I'm trying to respond as quickly as possible. That's why it's a best practice to be available when you post on Instagram. Don't just post and then forget about it, leaving all those comments to build up just so you can respond to them later on in the evening. As soon as you post on Instagram and you start getting comments, start replying. I also try to respond to every single comment. Yes, every single comment. Even if it's a spam comment that says, "Cool post, check out our page," I'll say thank you, but no thanks. I'm responding to their comment. It's like the idea of there's no such thing as bad publicity because all publicity is good publicity. There's no such thing as a bad comment. There might be comments with negative words in them. There might be comments that are annoying because they're from a spammer. But in the algorithm's eyes, there's no such thing as a bad comment. So anytime someone leaves you a comment, make sure you're responding. And going back to tip number 5, respond by matching their level of engagement, their level of excitement, and their level of effort that they put in. Now it's time for that extra special tip that I promised you at the beginning. The tip that I have for you is to respond with a video. This is huge, a personalized video response. Now, is this going to be possible underneath your Instagram feed where you're probably getting a lot of comments? Chances are no. You're not going to have the time to send each one of those people a personalized video. But when someone sends you a direct message on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media you're using, reply with a personalized video. If I get a shout out from someone on Instagram, I'll click on their page, read what their name is, and then I'll record them a quick video. "Hey Marissa, thank you so much for giving me a shout out. I really, really appreciate that you're sharing this episode on your page. And hey, I had a question. What was your favorite takeaway from this episode?" That's a script of pretty much exactly what I'll say. And in fact, if you take a screenshot of this episode and post it on your Instagram stories right now, or if you talk about this episode and share some details about it on your Instagram stories and make sure to tag me at Brock11Johnson, I will see that, I'll be notified, and I'll respond to you with a video. And that video will be personalized for you, and it'll likely be asking you another question. That's something that you should also be doing whenever you're responding to comments on any social media, is ask a question. Get the conversation rolling. Don't let the comments stop there, but ask a question to get someone to engage further. Allow that relationship to start to bloom and start getting more people to comment on your social media. I look forward to sending you a video message very soon, and as always, happy networking.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.